farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Jamaica is on alert for the Panama tropical race for disease, which is posing a threat to bananas and plantains, especially in the Eastern Hemisphere. Today we bring you part 2 in our series on the disease and the measures being taken by the Banana Board to prevent the entry of the disease into the country. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Government pensioners, in order to serve you better, the Accountant General's Department has started sending text message alerts and reminders. Get notified when a payment is sent to your account or when your life certificate is due. Keep up to date with developments at the AGD. Get on board to get your text alerts. Just provide your telephone number and an email address. Visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-823-027. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
There is grave concern about the Panama tropical race for disease due to global travel, but the disease is not a threat to Jamaica at this time. The Banana Board says there has been robust quarantine regulations and vigilance at Jamaica's ports of entry to protect the island from threat of infection.
The disease is spread by tissues, plant material, plant tissues. It's also spread in the soil where the bananas are grown. And so it is easy for somebody who has been in a field that is infected to take it with it on the shoes with soil, or if you actually work in those plantations and you use knives, you could carry it on that knife to a plantation in another continent. And so we don't, as a rule, and by protocol of how we move banana germplasm from country to country, we do not allow plant materials to be transported unless in very specialized materials.
General Manager of the Banana Board, Janet Coney. There are other viral diseases that are just as devastating and can be transmitted through tissue culture, so samples of permitted imports must be rigorously screened.
Tissue culture is the only methodology by which you can move material into Jamaica, but you must get the approval of the Banana Board. We will, in that approval, which is given through the Plant Quarantine Division, will tell you the conditions under which you import. And you don't just import, you'll be monitored over several generations of the crop in order to look at for other things.
The disease is not easy to eradicate.
Containment is only by virtue of you excluding the disease from spreading from that area, because the disease itself cannot be treated. It will kill the plant. It forms what we call some spores, some very hardy spores in the soil, and those spores can stay there for years. So even if it kills the plant and somebody forget about bananas being there and you plant again, those plants will come down.
The Banana Board is encouraging farmers to be vigilant.
What we're putting in place is a diagnostic center in the Banana Board so that we can screen. If we're not able to do that, we have partners in countries that already have the disease that can screen materials for us that we can send it to. We are also carrying out outreach programs amongst the farmers in the communities to tell them what to look for.
General Manager of the Banana Board, Janet Coney. Other varieties that are very tolerant to the disease are also being cultivated and distributed to ensure and sustain food security. And now for our Jamaican phrase of the day. Yai make four. And this means to make direct eye contact with someone.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.